Hey friends, did you know that you can build workflows to drive integrations between cloud and on-premises services in just minutes using Azure Logic Apps web-based designer? Learn how when Jeremy walks us through building an example from scratch that will respond to events, analyze data, and communicate with the rest of your enterprise today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday and I'm going to learn all about how to do my serverless enterprise integration with Logic Apps with Jeremy Lickness. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Lovely. You're going to bring me a demo that's just demo. No slides, no nonsense, just a magical demo from scratch. Is that what I'm told?
From completely scratch. The only thing I did ahead of time was authenticate with some services.
I think that's fair.
So the rest of it is from scratch. What could possibly go wrong? It's completely cloud-based, internet-based, live.
This is going to work in the first try.
Exactly.
But really, ultimately, that is the thing that's supposed to work, right? Because Logic Apps has all of these great connectors, and once you've authenticated things, it just works. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to go.
Fantastic. Let's see it.
Cool. So what I've done is I went ahead and created the host for the Logic App. That's just you click the plus sign, you say, I want a new enterprise integration, and it creates the host. So I saved you some time here. But when we go into this, it's going to be completely empty. We've got a clean slate. We even have a nice video to walk through. These are the ways we can kick off the app. Mm-hmm. And there's pre-built templates that you can scroll through that are actually full-blown workflows that are out of the box. Integrations with SharePoint, Dropbox, third-party apps, first-party apps, a lot of different scenarios that you basically start with that template and then you just plug in your credentials and you're good to go.
If you wouldn't mind, before you click something, scroll up just a smidge to look at those things that you can queue off on. These triggers, I didn't really get my head around this. I thought about a Logic App or something that maybe would run on a schedule.
Right.
Or maybe occasionally if a little bit of HTTP happened. But there's a number of reasons that you might kick off a Logic App.
That's right. You can basically trigger it based on things like file uploads. You can trigger it based on a timer, which is the use case a lot of people use to replace installed Windows services. But there's everything. These aren't even all the triggers. That's
really?
Why I'm going to start with a blank canvas.
Even better.
Because my trigger's not part of these. So I'm going to just go to a blank Logic App.
Okay.
And you get this drag and drop display. And it's got some, because I've practiced this before, these are some of the ones I've used.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is I want to trigger off a file upload. So I type blob for blob storage. And I immediately get that step. It's like, okay, when a blob is added or modified,
mm-hmm.
let's kick something off. So this could be an ETL process in the enterprise. In our case, we're going to go into a container, which I think is going to give away what we're looking for here, called images. And I'm just going to trigger off one. I'm going to have it trigger probably every 10 seconds. So we can set a polling frequency. There's also another way that you can push notifications in using something called event grid. So there's a polling mechanism and a push mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go with this one. This is all I need to do for the first step, by the way.
Okay.
I go straight into the next step. Now what happens is it's giving me information about the file that was uploaded. I want to grab that actual file and do something interesting with it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back to blob storage. And what I'm going to look for is something that's going to get me the actual content of the file. So we scroll through here. And there's git blob content. So this is going to get us the actual bytes of the file that was uploaded. Now it's asking me, what is the blob? Because I was triggered by that blob action, it's given me a palette of things to choose from over here.
Mm.
And so I can just grab the ID, that's a unique ID of the blob, and it's going to infer the content type and we're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a file, I want to do something interesting with it. What I'm thinking of doing is passing it through our computer vision API and doing some automatic image analysis. So we're going to ask it to describe the image. So I pick this step. I've got to give it a source, and I can either point it to a URL if it's available over the web, or I can send it the actual content of the file. So I'm going to send it the content of the file. And once again, this is what I love about the way that this is built. Is it automatically looks at my previous steps and gives me that palette to choose from.
So it knows about that context. It's smart enough to know, not necessarily what you're trying to do, but the context in which you're doing. And these are it's almost like IntelliSense.
Right, exactly. And it builds on that. We'll see that in our new steps, because what I'm going to do here is do a condition. And in this condition, we've just scanned in the file, we've passed it to our computer vision API, and we've asked it to generate a caption. So I'm going to look at the caption text that it generated. That's going to be my condition. And I'm going to be a little bit self-centered here, and I'm going to say if it contains, and what does it contain? And I'm going to just go ahead and type my name, Jeremy Lickness. Mm-hmm. So if it happens to contain my name for whatever reason, it's going to go over to this true side. And this true side, what I'm going to do is generate an email. So I'm going to pick this action, and we can search for send email. That's going to pop up an option here. And just like before, who am I going to send it to? I'm going to go ahead and type an email address. This is a live.com address. For the subject of the email, I'm going to say, you've been found in, and I want to put the name of the file that I was found in, because that's why the caption would have my name. So I'm going to come over here and pick display name. For the body, we saw this. And going to drop the caption text in. And what's really cool is I can add the extra content. So I'm going to come down here for a new parameter.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell it I want to add an attachment.
That's just flowing. So the context is flowing through this, and the attachment then comes through that context?
Right. So I need two things for an attachment. I need the actual content itself, which is, again, going to be the file content. And then it has to have a file name, right? So if we do save as, I actually got that backward. Let's get the name here, which is going to be the file name. Let's come down here. So there's the file name. We put that in the name. And then for the content, we're going to come down here. And we're going to do the actual file content. So that's good for that branch. And remember, I have a true and a false. So that's if it finds me. If it's false, I'll add another action, which is going to, interestingly enough, be another send email action. So this one, it didn't find my name, so we're going to make it really simple. We're going to send it to the same email, but this could easily be a distribution list or something in the enterprise. So the scenario here is maybe we've uploaded a new inventory item, and we need someone to take action on that. So we just looked at, and again, I'm going to come over here. And what did we look at? We're going to come down and grab the display name.
It's amazing how it really picks out the stuff that you would want. It knows somehow.
Right. It's exactly.
It's
it just builds that context straight down the pipeline. So I'm going to put the caption text. And then the other thing I'm going to do is go ahead and add the attachments here as well. Mm-hmm. So we have a nice file in place. And again, it's asking me for the name, which will come back down and scroll down to the file name. And then it's going to ask me for the content, and we'll do the content. Dun, dun, dun. That's going to be right here. So see more content. And that's it. I'm going to save it. So I just built the workflow in place. The exciting part now is whether or not we can actually get it to work, right? So let's take a gander at this. I'm inside my blob storage right now.
Right.
And it's waiting for me to upload an item. So I'm just going to click upload, select a file, and I have this very descriptively named picture one that I'm going to upload.
Okay.
So we're going to click on that. And then just to make sure that this runs, I'm going to fire the trigger.
Now, in this case here, you're doing that rather than waiting for the moment where it notices that the blob showed up and kicks the trigger off. You're explicitly firing the trigger.
Explicitly firing it, yeah.
You don't need to, but you're doing it to speed things up.
Yep. So we can do that, and it looks like we've already had success. Now, one of the things I love about Logic Apps is we can troubleshoot these apps. This
oh,
is
wow.
showing me every step,
That's
and it's
a log
got this
almost.
Little... Yeah, exactly.
It's a visual log.
So I can see exactly what came in. It gives me the inputs. It's giving me all the information about the picture that came in. And it's going through step by step. So if any
That's
one
amazing.
Of these steps failed, we would get diagnostic information we could troubleshoot. But I notice I do have a new mail here. So that mail came in, and it says this is what came in. And
we
what
see?
We saw is a drawing of a cartoon character. So I want to try it with just one more example. I'm going to come back here, select one more file. So we'll do this picture 2 file, upload that. I'm going to come back here and
There's so many things in our lives that we could automate in our business processes that are held together with batch files and wishes.
Exactly.
That you could go and
batch files and wishes.
And you could plug Logic apps into and just make your life easier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. It's something that's very easy to design. And while this is actually running this trigger, I wanted to just show you this is actually looking at the code behind a workflow I designed earlier. Mm-hmm. So this is not just pretty images on a web page. It's actual code that you can check in, have part of a continuous integration and DevOps process. And look, we got a second mail, picture two. And this one comes in. And this is a close-up of Jeremy Lickness and a dog looking at the camera.
So
I've officially become famous that Azure's computer vision can recognize me by name.
Seriously?
When I did this demo 2 months ago, it just said a man and a dog.
And it knows you now.
It knows me now. Not sure what changed, but it knows me now.
I think we should feel good about that?
Yeah, it's a little scary. So what's really cool about this is we just did a tour, Microsoft Ignite the tour, mm-hmm. and we were featuring Tailwind Traders, which is our fictional company. And we were showing examples of Tailwind Traders of managing inventory. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, you can do workflows like kicking off. We've got new inventory items that need to be scanned or investigated. Maybe we're doing an audit and we need to notify someone if a price needs to get set. So there's a ton of possibilities. And here I showed you sort of a tight-knit ecosystem.
Right.
This will equally plug into third-party apps as well. For example, if someone uses Slack for communication, you can have it come into a Slack channel, post a message. And the coolest part that most people don't get about this as well is I can run a gateway on-premise, create a secure connection, and kick off workflows inside my own data center from a Logic app.
Wow. And this is, we've already got this. This is the thing that I have to keep reminding myself. I keep thinking, I should say, well, when did this come out? And when do I get this feature? And what you've just shown me is so amazing. We have this.
Right here, right now.
You have Azure, you have this. They're pennies to do these things.
Right.
What could you go and automate right now? What batch file and wish do you have? What process, what cron job have you created that really needs to move into your enterprise? It's that kind of internet workflow that we see with things like Microsoft Flow and if this, then that on the outside of Microsoft.
Right.
This is inside your enterprise that can talk to your blob storage using your services, using your data in a private, personal way.
Exactly.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you for showing me that. Congratulations, it worked in the first try.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm learning all about the power of Logic apps and how it can make my life more serverless and even better in the enterprise today on Azure Friday.